Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transcontinental Race number 9, supported by our race partners Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Tuesday, 1st of August at the Transcontinental Race number 9, and we have our winner. Cap 1, Christoph Strasser, became the first rider to reach Thessaloniki, Greece, having cycled more than 3,500 kilometers across Europe. At times, over the last couple of days, it looked like Christoph might be caught by Robin Jim Pearl, Cap 3. But Christoph was just too strong. Andrew Phillips, race director, speaks from the finish line.
So we've had an exciting day on the finish line here in Thessaloniki. It was an early start for us to check where Christoph's dot was. In the end, it turned out to be mid-late afternoon by the time he got in. Finish time of 8 days, 16 hours and 30 minutes. An incredible race, really. But he really was on his last legs by the time he arrived and really needed a sit down and a cold drink before he reanimated. Then this afternoon, we've been waiting for Robin to roll in, which he just has. And he came in at a time of 8 days, 22 hours and 47 minutes. So less than 6 hours between the two of them, which is amazing, really, when you think about it in the context of crossing an entire continent. We watched them really battle it out neck and neck, sometimes riding within a few hundred meters of each other, or even less when we saw them on the San Bernardino Pass in the Alps. They were literally 50 meters ahead of each other, leapfrogging all the way up the climb. And that pretty much continued all the way down to basically Montenegro, where Christoph finally managed to snap the elastic and open up a bit of a lead on Robin. But even then, it wasn't over. When Robin took the shorter route over the mountain between Park of 4A and 4B and almost brought him back in. It's been an enthralling race to watch from start to finish.
Our team spoke to Christoph as he arrived at the finish.
Last year seems like a warm-up ride for this year compared. I don't know.
How are you feeling?
Terrible. Very proud. Very empty. I gave all I had out on the road, and it was really, really tough in the end. Really tough. When I think back, the weather in the Alps and the Swiss Alps and all the climbing, it was very tough. But then in the middle part, it became even tougher because then it got hot, and in Greek it got steeper and more climbing. And when you survive the Greek mountains, you think maybe you're nearly there, then you have to finish parkour, and then the real shit really begins. And when you have survived this one, then you come to Thessaloniki, then you think now we have a relaxed finish, and then the real shit begins, because it's like, I feel 20% up and down all the time. If you are still alive, then this Thessaloniki city will kill you. And that's how I feel.
Like Christoph, this was Robin's second TCR experience. Race reporter Hannah Larbalestier asked him about his race and whether he'll be back again to have another shot at winning.
I mean, last year was my premiere, and I was overmotivated. I still am today, but I was way more overmotivated. And there, as soon as we went more towards the east, it got really hard for me.
What was your highlight of the race?
Actually, passing through Switzerland was really cool for me. It's a bit cliche, but yeah. But it's not... Yeah, it's my home country, but especially it's the country where my friends are hanging out. And there were really, really many familiar faces at the track. And what I thought was even cooler, there were lots of familiar faces that are not really close to me, that I didn't expect, but still they were there and looking and finding it nice. So that was really cool. As I said, in that valley, I was sure never ever going to do such a race again. And I'm like, yeah, there's still a box to tick off, of course.
Other riders will also start to arrive at Thessaloniki Over the next couple of days, Sherry Cardona and Geryon Tews continue to lead the pairs race. The team in control car 2 catch up with them after a difficult climb.
How has this climb felt? This feels like it's gone on forever.
Yeah. We cannot believe it. but we can believe everything after Prescopi. I had to walk the whole thing. So I said I walk it, but I will make it one day out. So.
What happened to Prescopi?
Yeah, we agreed I cannot ride it. So he was riding it, taking power naps, and I was catching him while walking, and we just kept like this. We said we take it as a recovery day. Just hiking until we get out one day. Yeah.
That must have been really mentally quite challenging.
Yeah. But I knew if I walk it, I would make it. If I cycle it, I don't think I would have made it. So I was like, okay, you know, yeah, I like the granny style. Yeah. Today felt like a religious experience. We thought we'd done these things before, and I dream is like
the parkour. We both had the same experience. Like, haven't we done exactly that together? It feels very, very familiar. Which is, in this case, wasn't a good thing.
We're reliving a nightmare.
We are together. Yeah. Important. Yeah.
The team also run into Pavel Milkowski, Cap 110.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah.
Been better, but it's fine. Yeah, it's.
How was your journey on the parkour?
Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Yeah, I just only got one flat tire, so it's all good. But you know, I don't know what was worse, the going uphill or downhill. I think the downhill was worse. Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because you had to like hold on the brakes for like 3 hours. At least going uphill, you're just pushing on the pedals, but you don't have to. Like, my hands are totally numb, so yeah.
You're not the first one to say that.
Yeah.
Have you got any brake pads left, do you think?
I don't think so, but I got one spare brake pad, so I think I'll be fine. I can get to the finish line on just one, so it's all good, yeah.
Today is the day we crown the winner of TCR 9. But the adventure also ends for some of our other riders further back in the field, who make the decision to scratch, to stop riding. Katharina Siegel, Cap 133.
So, I was aiming to reach CP2 last night, but the last 75k climbing up to the Slovenian border, yeah, that was just too much, and I decided to book another hotel, which was definitely not my plan for this TCR. I packed light, but I packed sleeping gear, and I planned to stay outside as much as possible, but it's just constantly raining, and so yeah, spent most of my budget in stupid, crazy, expensive hotels in Switzerland. And yeah, so now I'm in Klagenfurt, a bit stuck, and actually decided to scratch because I didn't make it to the CP last night, where I thought it would be nice to have some sort of rest day or like rest morning. And yeah, so I went to Klagenfurt main station this morning to get a train ticket back to Germany.
Another rider forced to scratch is Ben Schedern, Cap 49, who to this point has ridden a brilliant race as part of a chasing pack of riders forever hot on the heels of Christoph and Robin up front.
What caused you to scratch?
I was actually passing Ioannina, I think it's the name of the town, and then I was feeling really great at one of the best days so far on my trip. And I was going downhill and going pretty fast downhill, and the road was slippery because of the heat. So I had a crash and hurt my arm and my hip, and then my derailleur was just broken like in a few pieces. So then I managed to find some help a very nice couple, Greek people, and they brought me back to the city, but it was Monday, so nothing was open. Couldn't find a derailleur, so yeah. After a few hours of reflection and a few calls, I make my decision to scratch, because my goal was to also finish in a good ranking and not just not finish, you know. I know I can finish it, but I wanted to be in the lead, so it's okay. I'm happy about the adventure, and maybe there will be another one. It's such a challenging race, you know, because the first day you're okay, second day, it's every day it's like you wake up and you wonder if you can do it. But then you do it, you do it, and this is why people do this. It's because they want to challenge themselves and prove that, yeah, I can do it, and I've done it, so it's satisfying.
We end today's episode with some more words from the winner of TCR9, Christoph Strasser. Hannah caught up with Christoph again once he'd had the chance to rest and take in the achievement a little more.
How does it feel to come back and take a second win, even on a course that maybe doesn't play to your strengths?
I think I need to digest all the stories, but of course I'm very happy with that. I'm very thankful in the first place that nothing happened, that everything was, that I didn't have bad luck. That's the most important thing. And yeah, I didn't make mistakes like last year. I was in good shape, and I think that's all you can do in preparation. My route was not perfect, but she was quite good. And yeah, in the race it was just the excitement to go to my limit, excitement with the Robin challenge and battle. Yeah, I think we have been motivating each other. When you see the other one is like digging deep, you also want to give your best, and the other way around. I would have expected a much faster time. I mean, not before the race, because it's always difficult to say how long it will take you when you don't know the roads and the country. But when I had, I think after CP3, I was like calculating a little bit how many miles per day. I thought it would be like under 8 days, 7 days, something. So it's always the best thing not to have big expectations fixed with a time, because it never happens.
So we have a winner. But as one story ends, many more continue to unfold on the transcontinental race. Each rider is playing the leading character in their own adventure. There are control points to make, parkour to traverse, and a finish line waiting for every rider taking part in an experience they'll never forget. You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Kinesis, Physique, Pedaled, Hutchinson, POC, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.